The recent technical meeting to discuss amendments to the rules of Spanish futsal has led to confusion and uncertainty. Following a meeting on July 9th between the RFEF National Futsal Committee and the first and second division teams, there has been little progress on the introduction of new rules by August 16th. Clubs and coaches have criticized the process as rushed and uncoordinated, especially with the 2024-25 season approaching. The only clear outcome from the meeting, held both in person at Ciudad del Fútbol in Las Rosas and virtually, was that players will be allowed to choose whether to take a throw-in with their hand or foot, with the option to change their decision within the 4 seconds allotted for execution. This proposal, submitted by Spain to FIFA, will be tested exclusively in the country, with a statistical analysis to follow at the end of the season. Additionally, although not officially announced by the RFEF, it was revealed that referees will have an area with restricted access for team captains only, a rule borrowed from football to reduce protests and surrounding of referees. This was one of the few outcomes from the meeting, which many attendees found tedious and dominated by too many opinions. The head of the National Futsal Committee, Jose Miguel Munge, was present only briefly before delegating to his advisor, Antonio Garcia Plata, and the president of the RFEF Futsal Referees Commission, Pedro Galan. Two other potential rule changes concerning the goalkeeper's kick and the accumulation of yellow cards on the bench remain unresolved, awaiting FIFA approval at a meeting during the World Cup in Uzbekistan from September 14th to October 6th. Despite Garcia Plata's enthusiasm for promoting the new rules, Galan suggested waiting until the 2025-26 season for their implementation, depending on the decisions made in Uzbekistan. With the women's first division starting on September 16th and the men's first division on October 12th, it seems impractical to introduce new rules mid-season. Concerns were also raised by Pablo Prieto, head of women's futsal at the RFEF, and Paco Sedano, secretary of the National Futsal Committee, about the need to apply any rule changes across all national categories, which also begin in mid-September. The clubs expressed frustration at the lack of coordination and the public airing of internal disagreements within the CNFS, with one leader comparing the situation to better organized village marathons. No one left the meeting with confidence, and many criticized the indecision and lack of clarity, with some comparing the situation to amateurism. A meeting of coaches from the first and second divisions is scheduled for August 26th, where they will discuss a unified stance on the new throw-in rule, with some in favor and others against. There is a consensus, however, that any FIFA-approved measures should not be implemented hastily. The meeting also touched on the possible introduction of technological support during First Division League matches, a long-standing request from clubs following controversial incidents. Although Pedro Galan confirmed that a proposal for video refereeing is under consideration, including the installation of a camera-operated system and a fourth referee, its implementation remains uncertain due to the RFEF's current transitional phase. The estimated budget for this technology is around 500,000 euros.